think it's been about almost 10 years, 9 years. I believe we introduced this Lessons and Carols service back in 2010. As an effort to collaborate with students and faculty musicians and to give our community a brief glimpse, a taste of Christmas. And we get to celebrate it together just before we go our separate ways during the holidays. Most of the time I've been involved in it and up here making the case to the liturgically minded that it's okay for us to experience a little bit of Christmas even while we are involved in the Advent season. I've even defended the tenderness of the Christmas lullaby against those who deemed only a big chunk of theology as fitting for a Lutheran Christmas hymn. Because by doting on the sweet child, we come to recognize that this tiny and endearing form is, as Luther once mused, God's invitation to be embraced. But this year, these thoughts seem strange to me, and it is Advent that makes more sense. The world continues in its madness, as always, although it's in our political life. You all know, we heard this morning the articles of impeachment read in Congress. But it seems like the senselessness of this world has enclosed around us more tightly this year. To be sure, the announced retirement of President Meyer and the search for a new president has thrown all of us into different levels of anxiety and uncertainty, even as we go about our work with a stiff upper lip. But of course, much more distressing has been the loss of our colleague, and professor, and friend. It's been less than a week when we reluctantly said goodbye to one of our own, Professor Koo Sang, who was snatched from us too soon. It is the season of Advent that we are in, always and ever, until our Lord comes and with judgment and with the justice of God, which appears contested in this present age, will be fully revealed, putting all things to right. Advent, in this sense, is not a four-week liturgical observance. It is the ongoing state of the church in which we now feel poignantly the not of the not yet. Advent is not a preparation for Christmas. As Fleming Rutledge writes, in Advent we don't pretend, as I once thought, that we are in the darkness before the birth of Christ. Rather, we take a good hard look at the darkness we are in now, facing and defining it honestly so that we will understand with utmost clarity that our great and only hope is in Jesus' final victorious coming. Advent is the longing for this Jesus to come again, to break the shield and shatter the bow, to beat our swords into plowshares and our spears into pruning hooks, to set a table for us right in front of our enemies and fill our cups to overflowing and then devour death before our very eyes. Our Advent expectation and waiting, as hard and trying as it may be, is nevertheless filled with hope. Hope because of that first and strange Advent long ago. Again, Rutledge writes, the solemnity and awe do not lie in the fact that the baby becomes the eternal judge. What strikes us to the heart is this: the eternal judge, very God of very God, creator of the worlds, Alpha and Omega, has become that little baby. So our lessons in carols this year reflect that this tension. The readings are stubbornly focused on the final day of recompense, of reward, of righteousness, even as we sing alongside them lullabies to a baby. Even our very first anthem, Veni Emmanuel, is rooted in a text that not only finds wondrous fulfillment in the Blessed Virgin Mary and the child who is God with us, but like the prophetic urgency throughout the scriptures, points us to the imminence of God's deliverance. The plowman shall overtake the reaper, the treader of grapes him who sows, and the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and before you know it, at an hour we do not expect, with hope beyond hope, our God comes. Please stand. Stir up our hearts, O Lord, to make ready the way of your only Son, so that by his coming we may worship you with pure minds. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus.
The lesson is from Isaiah chapter 62. On your walls, O Jerusalem, I have set watchmen. All the day and all the night they shall never be silent. You who put the Lord in remembrance, take no rest, and give him no rest until he establishes Jerusalem and makes it a praise in the earth. The Lord has sworn by his right hand and by his mighty arm, I will not again give your grain to be food for your enemies, and foreigners shall not drink your wine for which you have labored, but those who garner it shall eat it and praise the Lord, and those who gather it shall drink it in the courts of my sanctuary. Go through the gates, prepare the way for the people. Build up the highway, clear it of stones, lift up a signal over the peoples. Behold, the Lord has proclaimed to the end of the earth. Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your salvation comes. Behold, his reward is with him, and his recompense before him. And they shall be called the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord, and you shall be called sought out, a city not forsaken. I will wait for the Lord. I will hope in God who saves us.
From Isaiah chapter 11. There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his roots shall bear fruit. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, and the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And his delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide disputes by what his ears hear. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt of his waist, and faithfulness the belt of his loins. The wolf shall lie down with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the young goat, and the calf and the lion and the fattened calf together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, and their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox, and the nursing child shall play over the hole of the cobra. The weaned child shall put his hand onto the den of the adder. I will wait for the Lord.
A reading from the prophet Micah. It shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established as the highest of the mountains, and it shall be lifted up above the nations and the hills, and people shall flow to it. And many nations shall come and say, Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between many peoples and shall decide disputes for strong nations far away. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. But they shall sit under every man under his vine and under his fig tree, and no one shall make them afraid. For the mouth of the Lord of hosts has spoken. For all the peoples walk, each in the name of its God, but we will walk in the name of the Lord our God forever and ever. In that day, declares the Lord, I will assemble the lame, and gather those who have been driven away, and those whom I have afflicted. And the lame I will make the remnant, and those who are cast off a strong nation. And the Lord will reign over them in Mount Zion from this time forth and forevermore. And you, O tower of the flock, hill of the daughter of Zion, To you shall it come, the former dominion shall come, kingship for the daughter of Jerusalem. Now why do you cry aloud? Is there no king in you? Has your counselor perished, that pain seized you like a woman in labor? Writhe and groan, O daughter of Zion, like a woman in labor, for now you shall go out from the city and dwell in the open country. You shall go to Babylon. There you will be rescued. There the Lord will redeem you from the hand of your enemies. Now many nations are assembled against you, saying, let her be defiled, and let her eyes gaze upon Zion. But they do not know the thoughts of the Lord. They do not understand his plan, that he has gathered them as sheaves to the threshing floor. Arise and thresh, O daughter of Zion, for I will make your horn iron, and I will make your hooves bronze. You shall beat in pieces many peoples, and shall devote their gain to the Lord, their wealth to the Lord of the whole earth. Now muster your troops, O daughter of troops. Siege is laid against us. With a rod they strike the judge of Israel on the cheek. But you, O Bethlehem Ephrathah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose coming forth is from of old, from ancient days. Therefore he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has given birth. Then the rest of his brothers shall return to the people of Israel. I will wait for the Lord, the God who saves us.
Romans chapter 8. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing to the glory that is to be revealed to us. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be set free from bondage to corruption and obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation has been groaning together in the pains of childbirth until now. And not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, we groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. For in this hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. I will wait for the Lord. Please stand. O God, as you make us glad by the yearly festival of the birth of your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, grant that we who joyfully receive him as our Redeemer may with sure confidence behold him when he comes to be our judge, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
I wait for the Lord. Thus says the Lord, maintain justice and do what is right, for soon my salvation will come and my deliverance be revealed. The Most High God and Father, who is with us in his Son, Jesus Christ, and is poured out upon us through his Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever.